So the big two tools are Suno and Udio, but there are also many, many other music AI tools from that allow you to do things from like cloning rappers to generating sound effects to sampling. Okay, so within this video, although of course I'm taking a deep dive in a lot of different things here, we are still only scratching the surface on a huge, huge scene. Okay, so similar to how I said the image AI scene is separate from language models, this music AI scene is very, very separate from, I would say, most of the other scenes. And if you go into one of these forums, you go into one of the Discord communities, and start poking around, you'll see that these guys have no interest in Midjourney. They do not use or do not really care about ChatGPT. They definitely don't use GPT to market or to code. And these guys are all in on music AI specifically. And I've kind of said here it exists separate from the nerd AI space that I tend to inhabit, almost like a cold seep. So you know those thermodynamic, thermal energy powered vents that exist at the bottom of the ocean, that have their own ecosystem, they have their own life. There's no photosynthesis, they exist completely isolated from the wider world and, you know, the rest of the ocean. That's what this is like, okay? It is a very distinct community, for better or worse. And so there's a few different things that we can do anyway to create music and different audio files. Of course, we'll look at voice in a second, but you can also use 11 Labs and Agent X to create sound effects, which can be very useful for videos and also for music too. We can extract instrumentals and stems from any MP3 or WAV file using lala.ai. And this is very powerful for remixing established songs, but we can also, of course, use this with Udio and Suno to actually extract elements of the AI-generated music, which can be very useful for sampling or just for making changes and cleaning up some of the imperfections that are inherent with these AI musics. We can also make sample kits as well, and the way to do this is to use the Agent X task that lets you do this generate different sample kits that you can use as a producer. And in particular, this is powerful when combined with Udio and Suno. We can do voice-to-voice to clone artists, although, as I say, this does come with a few caveats. One, of course, is the legal caveat. But the second caveat is really, actually, this is quite difficult to do. So when I first attempted this, I assumed that I could just upload my own voice, you know, rapping or singing, and it would immediately be converted to sound like, you know, Barack Obama or Taylor Swift or Batman or whomever I wanted to clone. What I actually found, though, was that it clones my actual voice, the sound of my voice, but a person's voice is actually a lot more than that. It's their accent, it's their cadence, it's their flow, it's the way they pronounce certain words, the way they pause. And of course, if it's, you know, singing, then you need to be able to hold a note as well. And so, you know, this is like a whole rabbit hole. Like, say, this is like its own thing. But if you do want to play around with it, then there are various tools. There used to be a big one called Uberduck, which actually got shut down last year because of some of the legal things that I mentioned earlier. But you can also do this now with kits.ai and also with musicfy.lol. Okay. Now, if I had more hours in the day and I didn't have, you know, business and family and agents and everything else kind of taking up my time, then one of my big ideas would be to create a record label using custom AI-generated artists, which would basically be voice blends that only I have, that are basically owned by me. These are unique voices, unique flows, unique artists, essentially, rapping and singing GPT lyrics over AI-generated beats. But crucially, these would be marketed as individual artists, okay? And if I had more time, if I wasn't so busy working on the AI agents, and focused on that along with all the other things that I do, then this is something that I would look at. But bear in mind, this is a rabbit hole. This is the type of thing that I would have got into when I was 16. This would have consumed me for a whole summer. And I would have been one of the kids with a million posts inside Discord. But right now, I just don't have the time to do it. But if you are interested in music, then this is definitely something that you can check out. So yeah, the tech is here. Take a month off and crush Spotify, and if you do manage to do that, then make sure you give me a shout out in the credits. But yeah, it's a very, very exciting, scene to get involved with. So it's definitely one that I suggest you dive in and take a look at. So I think that covers it for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.